The Grid, a team of podcasters dedicated to the entertainment and information of the masses. Their unique format of raw emotion and talent powers through any and all opposition. But things don't always stay the same. Co-hosts come and co-hosts go, but the power still lives on. An object in motion forever stays in motion. The Grid! 3 years after!
Okay, let's see if we can get this anniversary started. I can't believe we've done 80 episodes in 3 whole years. Well, 3 years. Got the guests signed on, skits written, amazing poster made, thanks Austin. Now let's see, I've got my script, check, microphone, check, headphones, check, make sure I look pretty. Oh wait, no one can see me. No one seems to be here yet. Well, it's almost been 3 years since we started The Grid. I wonder what a different version of The Grid would be like. Would be like. Would be like. Hey, Moonies, this is Jay, Cup of Water Row 3 from SailorMoonLegacy.com. Something doesn't seem right. Hey, Pokemaniacs, this is Jake of Water 3 from PokeLegacy.com. Nope, that's not right either. Hey, Star Wars fans, and may the Force be with you. Nope, that's not right. Hey, Ranger fans, this is Jake of Water 3 from MorphinLegacy.com. We want to thank you for listening to The Grid for these long 3 years. Through the shit shows and through the great shows, we thank you.
Hey there, Ranger fans. It's Jay, Cup of Water 03. You're about to listen to a recording of the current co-hosts of The Grid and the former co-hosts. Together, we celebrated our third birthday with an off-topic discussion with a Power Ranger overtone. We joined the conversation just as niceties have been exchanged with Lee, Shelby, Victor, and Nate, our former co-hosts. Everyone has said their hellos and explained what they've been up to. You haven't missed much. Now, let's join the discussion.
So we got Lee back. Welcome back, Lee.
Thank you.
So now that we're in the in-between thing, so tell us what you've been up to since you left the show and since that we don't know.
Well, since I left the show, I decided to focus mostly on doing the Monkey Grid, which, it went okay for a while, and then suddenly things happened, and I decided to scoot back a little bit. But all the meantime, I still kept on doing the DJ Monkey Ranger show. And now I've decided we're going with the monthly sort of layout. So that way I've got time, since it's kind of slow now, to kind of build up news and just kind of lay everything out in a little like lump sum thing every month.
Yeah.
So there's that, and plus a number of other outside fandom stuff. I'm dabbling in Machinima right now, so I'm doing that as well. So, but that's for another show.
That's for another time?
Yes.
What do you think about the movie news so far that we've gotten, the Five Rangers cast and Elizabeth Banks? We talked about that too.
So far I think it's actually fairly, you know, really good news, cuz you know, having Elizabeth Banks in there, and she's really well-rounded as an actress, so I don't see how having her cast as Rita is going to be a bad thing. I mean, especially with such like an animated character like Effie, I think that really helps out with that portion of things.
Okay, I'm glad that somebody was able to like say that, because that's what I was thinking, but I couldn't say it because I'm dumb. So I'm glad that, yeah, you got that out. But I agree. I'm sorry to continue.
Oh, no, I was just going to say it's kind of great to actually have a cast, like the main cast of Rangers, how they're able to, at least in their social media photos and everything, they're able to mesh well and sort of interact well with each other instead of having a bunch of childish drama and everything that you hear from other hype, like large casts.
Well, let's hope so.
For now, at least.
Okay, so back to what we were talking about. We were talking about Dino Charge and how it had a bit of a rough patch in Supercharge. And I'm talking to the four, obviously. I know that my co-hosts have been watching Dino Charge. But, like, have you guys been watching Dino Charge?
As much as I could.
Absolutely.
I feel like, Shelby, no. You say no?
I don't have cable, so no.
So you've been kind of removed.
They've been consistent lately with getting every episode on Nick.com like the day after. So that's
yeah, but
also torrent it.
When it comes to
that, is I would have to give a damn, and it's just not there.
Or give a damn is busted, guys.
Well, once you see all the cinnamon
broken
rolls,
beyond repair.
Yeah, once you see all the like the, I think that the reason why I love it too much was because of the dudes. Like, there's a lot of dudes in that. Like,
so the girls are really cute
so great.
Too, though.
That's
like everybody,
all the young dudes.
That's
like,
why
I especially enjoy Kendall.
That's why we like it so much, because there's strong female characters and then there's really hot male characters.
I just watched the latest episode and I'm pretty sure they made up the whole Energems make you age slower thing just because they wanted to cast this hot guy as Tyler's dad.
Well, no, they said it in the last episode, didn't they?
I know, but I'm saying
they did in episode 3.
They made that up. Like, they went back, they cast this really hot guy. And they were like, we need a reason. He's too hot. We can't not use him. Oh, well, let's make up some aging thing. Okay, good. Let's go.
Well, Ivan and Coda are like hundreds of years old, and they're still...
Coda's like thousands of years old.
Yeah. Hundreds of thousands.
More like millennia.
Well, those... Okay, well,
I'm just saying, I don't think it was on purpose that they... I think they just cast this guy because he was hot, and they used that reason.
Well, there are hot
older
guys.
Coda's older than Pompo.
There's plenty of hot Pompos.
The name. Is that your new word, Amber?
It is for Adam. If I have to refer to him, I'm going to call him Pompo.
Hey, Pompo. Okay, so everyone out there in the universe who is listening to this great anniversary episode should tweet Adam, hi, Pompo.
Hashtag hi, Pompo.
Yeah.
Or hashtag Pompo go.
Let's see how many we can get. I want to see how many people are actually listening to this episode right now, and I want to see how many Pompos we can get on his Twitter account. Either of them.
What's a Pompo?
It's PompoCon 2016.
Adam is a Pompo.
Oh, okay. Now I get it.
Because he's old.
I will be.
It's another word for grandpa. We're calling him a grandpa. He's a Pompo.
My Twitter is at cupofwater03.
I'm pretty sure that people know my screen name because I say it at the beginning of every show.
Hey, Ranger fans, it's Jake CupOfWater03 from WolfLegacy.com.
Yeah, there you go, see?
Practically a goddamn catchphrase.
I'm like, they know who I am and where I'm from. I don't gotta tell them again.
We all know yours, Adam.
Well, okay, here's something we can talk about that is general. Dino Charge's male cast members that we were just talking about. They're hot as hell. Like, let's be real.
They are.
And I know that we're all following Yoshi's Twitter and his Instagram. Well, see,
as a straight man, I speak for myself because all the other straight guys in here, I'm not quite certain about them. But as a straight male, I have to say Yoshi is hot as fuck.
Yoshi is pretty hot. But it's funny, though. Yes. Now that I'm bringing this up, or now that you brought that up, like, yeah, all of our returning co-hosts, well, Shelby's a girl. But I mean, like, those are all the straight guys
Am
that
I?
Left the show.
Oh my god!
Are you? I did not know.
She is. But all
the one they call Princess is a fucking girl. Holy shit. Gender roles 2016, y'all.
Why is it that
that explains the bows.
Why is it that straight guys can't last on this show? What is that about? Nate, you wanna fill that one?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, like, what's happening?
I have a theory.
We talk a lot about dicks and balls.
We do talk a lot about that.
So one theory is that we all have like girlfriends, and it's like, hey, honey, get off the computer. We have to go to bed. Well, oh, but I'm doing a podcast. I don't care. Get off the podcast.
Wait, sorry.
A straight man who's like our age and still watches Power Rangers has a girlfriend.
I'm married. We've already discussed this, like, 30 episodes
ago? But that's not a girlfriend.
True.
That's a wife. Yes. She knows what she got.
But it's the wife. Adam has a girlfriend.
Boyfriend. There's a difference.
Is there?
Shit.
Is there?
Yes.
And yes, I do have to say, as a married man, I don't know. We already went through the whole podcast thing, and she was like, well, whatever. And so we're at that stage. So, yeah, you've got a while yet, Victor, because right now it's just whoosh.
Eventually she stops giving a fuck.
She'll have her own stuff to do.
Your nerd stuff, she can do what she wants.
Guys, you don't know how whipped this girlfriend of mine is. I could get her to do whatever I wanted. I'm literally making her be on my podcast, and she doesn't like Digimon, but I made her watch the entire series, and I'm making her be on my podcast, and she can't do a thing about it.
I need scientific evidence that your girlfriend's name isn't my left hand.
Yes.
I work better with my right hand.
Victor, oh my Lanta. That was so mean. That was too mean.
How rude.
I'm sorry, Victor and Victor's girlfriend.
Big trouble, Mister.
Well, now that we got that straightened out.
Good thing this is a special episode.
Now we're going to gay it out.
See, now we can go off topic because there really is no topic to this call. Thanks to everyone. I want to, again, say this to the listeners. This is what happens when we go off topic completely, because normally we go off topic on the grid, but we get back in topic because I try to lead the show, but I'm not doing that this time because now we're just shooting the shit. I hope that you're fans of us, because otherwise,
I mean,
we'll be like hearing the sounds of our luscious voices.
This is a tradition. This happens every anniversary episode. It just goes.
The
grid's old enough to sleep in a big boy bed.
Would somebody tweeted us one time and said that they wanted to hear our sexy voices, or what did they say?
Uh huh. They did. They said they wanted to hear our cute boy voices. Cute girl too, for Amber.
Wait, sexy voices?
Cute boy voices or something.
And a cute girl too.
Oh, it's so sultry. See, you can do now sultry. I can't. I just sound all high and nasally. Blah.
Yeah. I feel like we should get some Ricky. Combining all our voices together, it sounds like we all have a cold that we caught from each other.
I don't know. Whenever I try to do sexy voice, I start sounding like Duke Nukem. Balls of steel.
Oh my. Okay.
Power armor is for pussies.
That sounds like George Takei.
We can't. It was supposed to be George Takei. Well, mine was. Oh. Mine was supposed to be George Takei.
You say, oh my. It's obviously George Takei.
Oh my.
Or it could be Ramirez from Kyoryu Sentai Zyuranger.
But not when
you Yeah, but that's more white guy though. He goes, oh my.
Did you say Kyoru Sentai Zyuranger?
I said it backwards. It's been a while. I'm out of practice.
Bitch.
That's okay. So speaking
of Sentai, didn't say Zyuranger.
Let's actually get to a real question now. So the four of you, have you watched Ninja at all? I'm guessing no.
Yes.
I watched the first episode, and I suffered vicariously through the rest of you.
Okay.
Spoilers, it sucks. It sucks so bad.
It's another reason why I quit the fandoms and I quit the podcast. I couldn't do it.
Victor, you liked it in the beginning.
I did.
You were like all up Fuka's asshole.
You were.
Like a fucking anima.
And then, okay, and then she got no focus at all. And then she's like, oh, I'm going to be an idol at the end. Okay.
It's a fuka anima.
She became an idol?
Yes.
Oh, don't they all become idols after? Oh, wait, no, never mind.
In the show, not in real life.
Whoops.
I thought she wanted to be a ninja.
She's a ninja idol.
Well, spoiler alert, they're all the last ninja.
Oh, of course. Yes. Who called Nagi?
They give Nagi nothing, so they have to be like, oh, you want to play soccer? Okay, the end.
That's because Nagi is literally the most boring character ever.
I'm just glad that my hamburger phone became relevant again.
The blue guy because...
literally, I still want literally Star Ninja is the only thing worth a damn about that
No, but you've got a Japanese kid who comes from America who can't speak a lick, who quite literally says he doesn't understand Japanese, and he speaks fluent Japanese, and I'm just like, what the fuck?
It's very Jiraiya.
See, it's yeah, like Jiraiya is basically that trope actually being okay because actually born in America and actually speaks both English and Japanese.
Yeah, you've got like the guy, they could have gotten the guy from like freaking Kamen Rider voicing the belt to like dub over him and speak like a whole bunch of English because he's absolutely amazing. Then you guys, he doesn't know a lick of English and he says he doesn't understand Japanese. And
was actually an episode where he was speaking English and he's like, I can't just speak the Japanese.
but even Jiraiya, like, you're still like, even though you can speak English well, like, you're still at the mercy of whoever wrote the goddamn script. And those people can't speak English.
Exactly.
It's like, remember in Cocker Ranger, like, Jiraiya stuff's like, hey, shut up! Like, and he's trying to, like, he pronounces it properly, but, like, obviously the wording is gross. Even, like, when they have white people in Sentai, yeah, and they're like, oh, you can't talk good. Like, that weird prince dude at Tokuger.
Then you've got in it's the same. I don't know why they've decided to do it in Toku, because they did it in Wizard a few years back in Kamen Rider, where they're like, are you a magician? And then the guy's like, no, I'm a wizard. And I'm like, what the hell?
That's because like Maho Sugaiki can mean like either one, so they're like, oh, and then they just get to pick whichever English one they want to be.
It's like, let's just put some random English in here, and, you know, just appease the Americans, because they're going to complain anyway.
So if we take something from this, don't watch Ninja, but start Juoger, maybe.
Yes.
Yeah, skip to Juoger.
Because Minecraft.
It's very Minecrafty. Yeah, it is. But I like the...
hear our opinions before this, because we were recording.
And the red is ready. Actually kind of likable right now.
Actually, yes.
Mm-hmm. And he cares about his friends.
Well,
that's what people say at the beginning of every Sentai. They're like, oh, okay, well, you know, this red's not half bad. All of a sudden, halfway through, they're like, fuck this guy.
Kakaharu was shitty from the jump.
We should go through
the
records of the grid and find out what my opinion was on that, because I'm pretty sure I didn't like Takaharu right away.
I hated Takaharu first episode.
I tried to start out like, oh, well, I don't know. This is only the first episode, but like in my head the entire time, I'm like, fuck my life.
I think we reviewed the first episode of Ninja on the second anniversary episode, and I was like, not having it.
You were not
like,
having
it. I mean,
I wasn't.
Like, Wright was boring, but you know, like, I still liked him okay. And I like Daigo. Like, you know, whatever. I don't care what y'all think. I like Daigo.
I still like Daigo, but I remember it's almost like a freaking record. You, like, the hosts made it maybe like what? Like a third of the way through Kyoujir before they're like, fuck Daigo?
Yeah.
I don't think, okay, like I didn't really want to say fuck Daigo until like the end. Like the last quarter.
Yeah, like, when he defeated Daboss by himself via music. Shut up, Adam.
Like that ending kind of was like,
I'm home.
Like the ending of Kyoujir is like the ending of Harry Potter, where it just feels like it was just shat onto a plate and served to you like warm.
Rude.
I'm sorry, the epilogue of Harry Potter is garbage, and I will go on record for anybody saying that. Like, epilogue is garbage. I'll rip it out of the book. It doesn't exist.
But it does exist.
No, it does. It's like Naruto chapter 700. That doesn't exist. Like, that's not a thing. Naruto ended at 699 chapters.
What are we talking about?
Yeah. Who's Naruto?
Amber really hates epilogues that are garbage, which is most epilogues.
I've got actually a perfect question regarding Ninja and then the upcoming season for next year, Ninja Steel. who here thinks they're going to either keep the burger morpher for the Gold Ranger, or they're going to get an absolutely different morpher?
No, if they get rid of the burger morpher, I am going to ship myself out to L.A. in a freaking crate, and I'm going to go up to freaking Saban Brands, and I'm just going to start booting people in the ass with some Uggs.
Okay, then.
If they get rid of the burger morpher, like, what are they going to do? Like, they'd have to, like, waste money and create something else when they want to really just use it to create new stupid super modes.
Hey, they've got the stuff from GoBusters. They might sit there and be like, hey, let's just repaint a freaking Buster Morpher and just make that it.
No. Oh, GoBusters is dead. You leave it in the landfill with all the copies of it.
They're going to use that guitar because then five of the ninjas use the sword, and I think they're going to use the guitar.
But that is such a huge thing to be a quote-unquote morpher, though. Like, you can't secretly carry that on you and, like, people mode. It's like, oh, I always carry this.
You don't carry a giant metallic gear.
Yeah.
They wore stupid sunglasses.
Rhino gun.
No, the rhino guy, his morpher was, like, the size of a backpack.
But he just pulled that out of nowhere, though.
A giant ass blade.
It's like, hold on, I stuck this up my asshole. Let me get it out.
Also, you can totally carry a guitar everywhere you go. People do.
I know.
The city. I've seen it.
But also, the burger is awesome because it's also a phone, and I kind of like that whole selfie thing that he does. Like, I think that should stick around because he's like super like.
I did like
the celebrity fan. Current Red Ranger does
that.
He's
like, oh my.
Remember? Or he did that a couple times.
Yeah, dino selfie.
But not in battle.
True.
That was like twice.
I did like it when he did it in battle. I did like that. But I think they could do like a comedic thing with his morpher, make it the hamburger.
I want him to be funny. Like, I'm so tired of like quote unquote Sixth Rangers being kind of serious. I want
because Ivan is super serious, you guys.
I'm not talking about Ivan. I'm talking about like other ones.
If anyone can make the burger morpher work, it's Judd Lynn.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I mean, come on.
I just hope they do keep the burger morpher because that thing is just.
Well,
yeah, too good.
So. They changed that sushi morpher. I mean,
yeah, like, that's
right.
Look
at Ovira Poo, okay? That was a fart. That was a fart charger.
One thing is very true is that if they do end up doing the burger morpher, the toy will suck. That's a given. Because it's. Oh no, Amber! The Machine Empire has put a spell on us! We have to sing!
Please talk to you for a minute.
Uh-huh, sure. You know, you look kind of familiar.
Yeah, you do too. But, I just wanted to know, do you know somebody named you know the name?
Oh yeah, definitely, I know the name.
I just wanted to let you know that it's mine.
No, it's mine.
It's probably going to be one of those things. Oh, so this is a Sixth Ranger thing. Nah, nobody Sixth wants a deluxe thing of that. Let's just make it small.
I'll paint it orange.
It'll look like one of those 1990s McDonald's toys.
Like, okay, what am I like supposed to do real. With this?
To be fair, I had to look it up, but to be fair, the Morpher looks like a 1990s McDonald's toy.
And that's the segue of it. Nostalgia Gonza for those old Happy Meal toy
fanatics.
Yeah,
like Pompo.
Happy Meal toys.
I have some Taco Bell toys. Do those count?
Taco Bell has toys?
They had toys, really?
Yeah, they used to, and then they got rid of their kids' menu.
I had a bunch of Digimon stuff I got online. And
now you just eat the grown-up food.
Like Hardee's.
Yeah, basically. Or, I'm sorry, Carl's Jr.
I don't remember that.
Okay, so next topic. Who is going to Power Morphicon? I know Austin is going. And Ray is going, because we're roommates.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're your roommates.
That I know. I'm going to say no on Shelby. I feel like Shelby's not going to go.
You know, I was talking about it with Cody a while back. And I really, really wanted to come just to surprise you guys and be like, fuck wads, I'm here. You'd be like, oh my god, holy shit, why are you here? It's like, to get drunk. And then just be drunk the entire time. Unfortunately, I now have tickets for RTX in Austin, Texas, so I'm going to Texas instead.
Score.
Isn't that why anybody goes to cons anymore, though, to get, like, shit-faced?
Exactly.
Yeah,
I want to put on a stupid costume.
Ever since I turned, like, 22, it is like, fuck it, I'm getting drunk.
You just want to put on a stupid costume and get fucking wasted. Like,
well,
that's
Halloween for me.
The issue with conventions here, I don't know, it might be conventions in general, is that they're now so popular amongst, like, 14-year-olds. It's like, I need to be drunk to be able to deal with, oh, look, another car cat. Oh, look, it's a car cat. Look, it's that shit from Undertale. What the fuck? It's all the same thing.
Oh, girl, like in Missouri, we have shitty cons. So, like, the one anime con there is, I swear to God, one year, there were so many fucking Homestucks. Like, you couldn't move, like, 5 feet. And I got my poor 7-year-old nephew.
They're Hetalias. And if they're not Hetalias, now they're Undertales. It's the same goddamn group of fat-ass, pimply-faced, little pieces of shit.
Wearing
these
awful
costumes and this awful paint. They don't see their paint, and they ruin the hotel furniture. And it's like, why are you alive? They
don't
ruin
forget
the
that
God.
The number of Deadpools has quadrupled since the movie
God.
Release.
Well, that's fair. True.
That's like the standard Mighty Morphin Red costume. Like, everybody's a red Mighty Morphin Ranger.
No, they ran off D-Pity, for God's sakes. What the hell is wrong with you guys? D-Pity is, like, the best Deadpool ever. And then these bitches... And then they decide, oh, hey, Deadpool is awesome just because the movie came out. And he's like, no, I'm not going to wear Deadpool anymore because of these guys. And I'm like, fuck!
Yeah, but he still does funny stuff, though. I mean, like, I like it when he goes out of Skeletor.
True.
I need him to break out the Luigi again, though, because that was the greatest costume ever. Because he just drove around and throwing shells at people.
But yeah, as far as Power Morphicon goes, no, I'm not going. I'm
like,
too broke.
Back to the topic. No, I'm not going.
I was gonna go, but then some shit happened, like, with me and my roommate this year. Like, she wrecked the car. So, yeah, like, I don't have
And my shit. Heart broke. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Unless somebody crowdfunds me a chance to go, or like I suddenly come into a lot of, like, you know, like at least a couple grand,
you know,
or something like
I'm
that.
I'm gonna pray that
I'm
you win the lottery.
To think that I bet if we did do that, we could get the grid listeners to do it.
Okay, if that happens, I would be more than happy
like,
to go.
We gotta figure out how much. You
like,
need.
If y'all want
to right now, under the power of Shelby, you either have to give money to her or give money to Kanye West.
I feel like it probably like $2,000, because that's hotel room too, because I have to get my own hotel room because y'all are full. And I am not rooming with people I don't know.
That would be scary.
Because I probably make other.
Don't room with men. I once roomed at a hotel with 7 men and only one other chick, and holy fuck, it was the worst experience
ever.
Oh my
god, there were 9 people in that room?
I felt like fucking Snow White and like the Seven Dwarfs. The Seven Dwarfs
were
like,
were they
like
sure
Snow
about?
White, the Seven Dwarfs, and another person.
Like, I don't
think
there'd be enough room for my makeup.
Like, what do you think?
Wow.
It sounds like that one episode of South Park where all those dudes decided to get into a sex pile.
Because they took her gerbs.
I love that.
Everybody back to the pile, back to the pile.
Okay, so we know that Austin and Ray are going. Shelby and Lee are not going. I know that Adam and Amber aren't going. What about Victor?
Unless you do a
unless
you
do a Kickstarter.
Oh, what about Victor? Well,
no.
I mean, it's
not Digimon.
It's like a thought. Like, I have, like, money to, like, throw away, basically. So I could totally do it. It's a matter of do I really want to. And I kind of do want to.
Well, we could make a fund to send Victor to Power Morphicon, and we could call it Vickstarter.
Like, I'm just not super crazy into Power Rangers as much as I was a year ago, and I kind of wanted to go, like Shelby said, just to, like, meet you guys in person and, like, hang out and just bullshit.
Why don't you just, like,
whatever.
Why don't you guys just, like, not go to the con? Like, just go to Pasadena, California for a couple days and meet us or something. You could do that.
Yeah, go to the
beach. That is a possibility.
Because we do have to eat at some point.
I wanted to go to the con just to make fun of all the neckbeards, but, you know.
Me too!
But you would be super busy.
And mostly to hang out with Cody, who is not here. Rest
yes.
in peace.
Oh, I forgot to mention that Cody's not here, but you should hear a message from him at some point during this recording.
How does one go to DMC? Because it's not like it's a whole process, right? You gotta like do a whole bunch of nonsense
like a
to
membership
get.
Or something
you just buy
like
a membership
that.
And go.
You have to fill out forms in triplicate.
Buy a ticket.
Yeah, buy a ticket.
It's not that hard. It took me 5 minutes.
Okay.
You can get a
like, I've never traveled that far. Like I'd have to get a plane ticket and a hotel, and I can afford those things. It's just a hassle. And at this point, because it's only a few months away, really. I'd have to, like, get my shit together right now. And I don't really know if I want to. And Katrina says she might even want to come and just she'd go to the beach or whatever. So I don't
know. It's all right. It's all right. If I went, other Amber would go too because I'm scared shitless of, like, heights. And I'd probably take one of her Xanax. And I don't know, like, how fucked up I would be. So I'd have to have her, like, you know, babysit me on the plane.
Yeah, I was in a car accident last year. So I'm not about to jump on a plane anytime soon, too.
Yeah. You can always take the train, and that will take
I'll
you
take,
a million
like,
and a half years.
I don't like trains.
We're taking the train.
I don't like trains.
I also have PTO, so I could totally take a road trip there and spend a week
like,
in
nobody
a car.
Nobody likes trains. No trains. No on the trains.
Shut up. Ninja Steel has a train. Shut
the
fuck up.
What'd you say, Ray? Here's your train.
There's a train.
You want your trains? Here's your train.
Here's your damn train.
There's a train in Ninja Steel?
Well, yeah, because
in the ninja, there's a train. Yeah. The Pink Ranger has a train. That's her.
Oh, yeah! So like, I totally forgot what
that bullshit train that nobody even pays attention to because it's just a foot.
Okay, so speaking of things that we love and hate, let's do a quick round robin because we always get these questions on the Facebook and Twitter and shit like that. So we're going to do a quick round robin. Does everybody know what that means? Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to do like favorite season. This is Power Rangers, by the way, if you remember. Your favorite season, favorite ranger, that kind of shit. And then, so that way everybody will know and we will be on record of saying these are our favorites and the ones we hate. And then that will be it. We'll be done. All right. So favorite season and your most hated season, both at the same time. I'm going to go in the order I see you on my screen. Austin, you're first.
My favorite is Time Force, and my least favorite is Super Mega Force.
Adam?
My favorites are Season 7, 11, and 17.
Really, bitch?
You fucking bitch!
You mean, bitch! Stop being so fucking pretentious!
You're not ordering off of McDonald's menu!
Oh my god!
Okay, so for you guys, it's gonna be Lost Galaxy, Ninja Storm, and Jungle Fury.
Thank you.
Why did we even ask him? We knew those answers
well,
anyway.
Well, you know, that people still ask us.
Favorite?
Shelby?
Pompo is hella basic.
Favorite SPD, least favorite Zio.
What? Better get the hell out of here with that. Victor?
I don't like shapes.
Shapes are the best. Victor?
Favorite is Dino Charge, least favorite is the Mega Forces.
Yeah. Ray?
You know why. Yeah. You've met me.
Favorite is in space. Least favorite is Mystic Force.
Amber?
Fuck. Favorite is Dino Thunder, and least favorite is Operation Overdrive.
Is somebody pinching you?
No, I'm like, what? Because it always like leaves me.
Lee?
It hurts to think about it.
The seas have parted, and Dino Charge has actually overtaken SPD as my favorite. And Operation Overdrive can go and, like, drown in a river or something.
Load dog.
Nate.
I would have to say Dino Charge, and I mean, I'm not really my least favorite, but could have done better, Super Mega Force.
Well, my favorite season is Zeo. And I'm going to say that my least favorite season is Super Mega Force. And the reason why because normally I say Overdrive, but I'm going to say Super Mega Force. And the reason why that is because it disappointed me more than Overdrive did. Because I loved Gokaiger so much.
Nobody had expectations for Overdrive anyway.
Yeah, like, you just knew it was going to suck going into
it. But when I was watching Super Mega Force, it was like I kept having hope each week that it would get better. Nope.
See, what saved Super Mega Force for me was that everybody is so attractive, so much more attractive than anybody in Operation Overdrive.
Yeah, so, but see, the thing is, with Super Mega Force, it was like a slowly descending hill of expectation, of greatness. But Overdrive was just, it was just a giant growing ball of suck.
See, I'm shallow. Though, so I mean, I'm gonna pick a prettier cast. Like, if it comes down to the wire, I'm gonna pick who's most attractive. Like, it's just how it is.
True.
I could publish a book with all my articles on Megaforce. I've said enough on this topic.
Yeah, we don't tend to talk about Megaforce anymore.
Super Megaforce had the astronomer head on, so it gets a point for that.
It also had 20 other episodes of Shit Ray.
But that's like the only
point. Yeah, but also Overdrive had 32 episodes.
That's like
of
the
shit.
Only point it gets, though. Deep or Astronomo, that's it.
Yeah, well, Astronomo had not
less than 1 second of awesomeness in that whole season.
But if you rank the cast, though, like, come on, let's go back to my attractiveness thing. Like, the Overdrive cast are not as cute.
And that would be okay if the cast had, like, likable personalities, but they're all assholes. All of them. They're all assholes.
Every single one of them is somebody I don't really give two shits about.
Yeah, that's true. I do like them more.
I'm like, oh, you're a whiny bitch. Oh, you're, like, a genius type? Oh, you're the tomboy. Oh, you're a thief. Okay. And you're some weird little dude. Okay, get out of my face.
I mean, they can all be sexy-ass models and everything, but the minute they open their mouth, they're all a bunch of dipshits.
Wait, who's a thief now? Somebody else is a thief?
No, there's only one thief.
Oh! Well, it's the same thief.
Yeah, in my book, they're all thieves because they stole my time away from me.
You willingly gave them your time.
Yeah.
It's really called Watch the Season in Order it's airing.
That was kind of a segue, actually. Ranger actor or Rangers You Can't Stand, which is Will.
Not the actor.
Not the actor, the character.
I think everybody should just that's a give me answer. Like, you gotta pick somebody else besides Will.
Yeah. No,
you just volunteer some.
Sorry, Adam, but I couldn't stand Hunter and Ninja Storm, and I love Ninja Storm.
Yeah, he does love Ninja Storm.
Okay, well, I can't stand Carlos and
in Turbo?
I can't stand Carlos in Space.
Oh.
Or in
okay. And Carlos is the weakest link of that season.
He is the weakest link. I don't know what Adam was thinking.
Goodbye.
Poor Carlos.
Anyone have anyone else?
Emma.
Oh, Emma.
I have to say...
Oh, God, Emma.
I have to say Tommy circa Dino Thunder, because he was, you know, Dr. Useless McPlot
Point. Yes, Lee.
He really was. Like, who gave him a
Nick.
Doctor, really?
Nick from Mystic Force. Y'all know why I hate Nick.
I do know why.
Mm-hmm. I want to do a top three.
And then I told Ray to watch Magi Ranger, and now he hates him even more.
Glomming onto that, Magi Ranger is part of the reason why I fucking hate Chip. Fucking hate
Chip. Oh, God, yes. Mm-hmm.
And then I don't like Kat. Like, I keep thinking about it, and I just don't like Kat. Like, I know it's controversial, but I just don't like
which
her.
Which
Kat, right?
Kat. Yeah, Pink Ranger Kat.
Okay.
I keep coming back to that and, like, thinking about it and just, like, I just don't really like her. Like, she doesn't leave a good impression on me.
We all kind of forgot about Kevin. Did anyone say Kevin?
Oh yeah, Kevin.
You know what's weird though? With all the disappointments of Megaforce and Super Megaforce, it's actually made me look back on Samurai a little more. Not that I love it or anything.
I told you.
Oh, right!
Oh, yeah, that dude.
Forgot about him. I was like, wait, who the fuck is Kevin?
You're Leah.
But that makes sense, though, because that's a tribute to the character, is like nobody literally remembers who that guy is.
Gotta get back to your samurai training.
You're our leader. You're not just our leader. You have the ceiling symbol.
Ugh, terrible.
You're just jealous because I obsessed about Jaden all day.
All right, here's another round robin one. Ranger.
Wait, I didn't get to say mine.
Oh, sorry.
Justin.
That makes sense.
Fuck that bullcut. A lot of people don't like Justin. That's a thing.
A lot of people would be right.
Should we go a little positive now and say our favorite ranger?
Yes. Our favorite rangers.
Shadow Ranger.
Bridge. What? I love Bridge. Can't get enough Bridge.
Jen.
Eric.
Dustin.
Well, fine, since we're going like on a first name basis, Kruger. Wait, that's not his name. It's Doggy. There we go.
Anubis. His name is Anubis.
Yeah,
semantics.
Like a nickname.
Doggy.
Yeah, Doggy's a nickname. And Doggy is his Deckeranger name.
Doggy.
Because I also watch Deckeranger.
If you guys don't know that my favorite Power Rangers is Sky, then there's something wrong. Because that's the only thing from my collection that I did not sell are my Sky figures.
Everyone knows it's Sky. Oh. Or everyone should know.
Mm-hmm. Or Dylan.
If you don't know, you do not know me.
Yes.
Well, outside of my name, my favorite ranger outside my top three. So, like, in the second place position, it would be Chev.
Really? Why?
Yes. Because I like how thick he is.
I like Chip. He Chip doesn't annoy me or anything. I mean, but I could take him or leave him. You know what I mean? Like, whatever.
I love his quirkiness. It's like, it's borderline Bridge almost, but like,
well, that's
in today's society.
Yeah, you know what they did? They wanted to Bruce Kalish lights Bridge so much that he did it two more times. No, three more times if count Dex.
Boom!
I liked
and
Chip.
And it kept getting worse.
I liked Chip because I could identify him as a nerd.
Exactly.
Because he did the little thing with Vita, the little hand pose. I thought that was cute. But that's my only moment.
Yeah, but so did Tsubasa.
That's my only moment I have that I like about him, though.
Yeah, like Tsubasa was a way better character and still did that hand thing with Hoka.
I hate to be one of those people.
Like, Tsubasa was my everything. I had a shirtless picture of Tsubasa on my wall for like a good year and a half. Because I was in love with
Jin?
Him.
Did you like him as Jin, too, in GoBusters?
I'm like on episode 11 of GoBusters, and I'm probably not going to go much further for a while until I finish
GoBusters. It does improve, like in the middle of it, so because they changed.
Yeah, but I'm like watching live man.
Well, whatever.
And that's really enjoyable.
Yeah, it has a tone change in the middle of the series.
Oh, like O-Ranger. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Okay, so let's go with favorite, and we're gonna go with favorite episode first. That's what I wanted to talk about.
You didn't ask me my favorite ranger, though.
I didn't ask
though.
Anyone, really. Okay, sorry.
Like,
but,
blurted
your
it
favorite
out,
actor?
Like,
I thought we were just saying.
You know how we see how this, like, the tier is? Because I said I didn't get to say mine. It's like, oh, sure, go ahead, Shelby. But Amber, you're like, well, I didn't get to say mine. It's like, fuck you, Amber.
I didn't get to say if I'm going to Power Morphicon or not, but I think everybody knows that.
Oh,
already,
you know
so,
what? I think yeah. I knew it in my head, and I just knew it in my head, so I didn't. Yeah, I'm bad at this. I'm bad at this.
You go to like every Power Morphicon.
Jay used to only four people. Now he's got eight people that he has to label.
Also, I'm used to my script being the normal way it is, and I'm really confused about what we're doing. So we're just winging it. We're winging it, guys.
What is this script?
All right, Amber, what's your favorite ranger?
Gold Rangers.
Go,
all of them?
All of them. Gold Rangers.
Even Trey of Triforia?
Trey doesn't count because he's not the real Gold Ranger. There, I said it.
It depends on who you ask, I guess.
There, I said it. Come fight me, because technically he's not really that much of a Gold Ranger. So, That's an accent color, not his main color. I'm just saying.
Jason's the real Gold Ranger anyway.
Jason can come because I love Jason. But if it wasn't Jason, get the fuck out of town.
Okay.
So what we've learned shit is out Amber of really face. Loves Gold Rangers, and Nate is going to Power Morphicon. We've learned these things.
All right, next.
Salute.
Who hasn't said their favorite ranger yet? No one? Okay, good. We're done with that. All right, let's start with our favorite episode. And everyone should know mine. It's the wedding arc, so that's mine favorite. Ray?
Mm-hmm. Probably either from Out of Nowhere Part 1 because of that whole, like, United Alliance of Evil meeting thingy, or In the Limelight because I love that episode so much.
Amber?
Lost and Found in Translation from Dino Thunder.
Ooh. Ooh.
Lee.
I see that.
That was my first hentai.
Time for Lightspeed.
Time for Lightspeed.
Good choice. Decent choice. Nate?
Countdown to Destruction.
Both parts?
Yes.
Because that is one episode.
I know, it's
I'm surprised you didn't say Forever Red.
What about you, Austin?
I really love Nadira's Dream Date.
That's a good choice, too. Surprising
or
choice.
Jen's Revenge. Also
so that's before she goes down.
I really thought you were going to say The Tooth Hurts.
Me too.
Girl.
I'm sorry. I'm disappointing everybody.
What's wrong with you? Adam?
Destined for Greatness. Lost Galaxy. Episode 16.
Wow, did you write this down?
Shirt,
you have sheet paper in front of you, don't you?
This
bitch.
Oh, it's nothing shared.
Well, if we're going to be specific here, I'd say that my favorite episode is the second part to the finale of the second season of My Babysitter's a Vampire, where they have Chris Violet show up as a thug vampire, and he hisses, and I've fainted.
You know what? I actually remember that clip, because you've shown it to me before, which is funny.
It's so hot.
My favorite Chris Violet moment was when he was on Queer as Folk. Yay.
That
was also
yes.
a good one.
Yeah.
Victor.
My favorite Chris Violet moment is him existing.
That's also a great moment.
My favorite Chris Violet moment is Reflection Part 1 and 2 from SPD.
That would also be my favorite episode.
It's either that or Time Force Traitor.
Both good.
Ooh, I love Time
Force
Traitor.
So, okay. Last one on the round robin. Let's talk about our favorite villain of all time. Mine is Standard.
Wait, we didn't do worst episode.
I know. Wow, you haven't done this in a while, have you? You don't. Anyways. Favorite villain? Victor, since you're talking.
Favorite villain? God. I'm going to go with Murloc from Reflection. I think he's really creepy, and he uses his words, not his fists.
I agree.
It was more of a monster of the week, but okay.
Yeah, talk about, okay. Well, let's be more specific then. Okay. Let's say, like, main villain or general, at least. They have to be a general, at least.
Okay. Then, Rancic.
That took, like, 0.5 seconds for Ray to clock you.
Well, you know he would.
I got Reflection on the brain.
Nate?
Like,
I'd have to say Lord Zedd. He was pretty cool at the beginning.
See, okay.
Is your name Lee?
Oh, shit.
Oh, you said Nate. You said Nate. Whoops, that's me. Whoops. Okay, I'll go sit in the corner.
You were going to go next anyways.
Oh, well then. Brainwaves. Anyway, Mezagog.
Good choice, too. Shelby?
I also have to go Mezagog because I'm 23 now and he still scares the living fuck out of me.
On the stream the other day, yeah,
he's
he was kind of creeping
shit.
Me out.
He's really creepy.
Like, I need to get, like, he needs to, like, not get within 2,000 yards of a school.
Hello,
too late. He's already taught a science class or two.
Oh, shit!
Next thing you know, it's like, okay, what are you here for? I'm here to teach the children
how to play with my dick.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Wow.
That got graphic real quick.
That goes from 0 to 60.
I don't need to see that.
That went 0 to what the fuck in like 5 seconds.
My dinosaur dick.
the grill, where they don't give a shit about what they talk about.
Suddenly it just turned into a
favorite villain, Adam.
My favorite villain? I'm gonna have to say Trakina.
Wow. Amber.
Surprise.
The heart-shaped nitwit.
Poissandra's your favorite, really?
Well, because everybody, like, I wanted to say someone who's different than, you know, because everybody's gonna say, like, the Astronomers and the Trakinas and all that stuff. And I like her.
Too.
Because she's a woman after what the fuck she wants, and that's to get a ring on the goddamn finger, so.
Dino Super Judge.
If we're going by that logic, so did Madeira.
I guess.
Yeah, but I didn't watch all that season.
She wanted to get married.
Amber.
She wanted to get married.
Okay, girl. Like, there's this long stretch of time from, like, light speed on until Dino Thunder that I didn't watch, like, any Power Rangers. And
bitch,
I still haven't watched most of it.
You go back and you watch
girl,
them.
Girl, it's called Netflix.
It's called girl.
Even I've seen every episode, and I hate the goddamn thing.
I know. Okay, I'm going to be real for a second. Like, Lightspeed was kind of the reason why I stopped watching Power Rangers.
Justin was the reason I stopped watching.
Lightspeed, though, because that was the thing that changed everything.
But it's not like for like any like deep reason. It's because I didn't think Carter was attractive. At my
reason.
I didn't think anybody was attractive. I was like, nobody's good looking. I'm out because I was.
Carter is kind of homely.
We had a conversation the other day about how Carter is asexual. Yeah.
Well, okay, like Dana, besides, because like obviously I wasn't attracted to, I'm not attracted to girls, but like when I was watching it that age, like I was like, yes, I like boys a lot, and I was like, no, I don't like looking at any of them, and TV time was hard to fight for, so it's like, well, do I want to waste my little bit of TV pick privileges on a show that I don't really want to see?
And the dudes aren't even.
Or can I watch Sailor Moon? Yeah, like I chose Sailor Moon. Sorry, guys.
Well, you know, later on. I felt like Mike Chat got really hot, and he was hot in that in Lightspeed. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Some people get better with age.
Get better with age.
I was attracted to Carter,
but
I was also attracted to Ryan as well.
I didn't make it to Ryan, so I watched like the first few episodes, and I was like, I'm out. Peace.
Austin, yours. What was yours?
I'd say either Divatox or Curio.
Well, we know you love Curio because you got like 60 so figures of him already.
Not on purpose.
Toys R Us just really wanted him to have a lot of Curios for his Curio cabinet.
Wait, what?
Why is Toys R Us sending you toys?
Well, tell.
What order
is it? Austin, tell us.
Okay, I think it was either Ice Age or Slammer.
Yeah, Slammer.
Slammer. Okay, there we go. I ordered Slammer, and then each time they sent me fucking Curio, and each time I chatted with the goddamn person on the goddamn site, and I was like, no, this is the right order number for Slammer, but then they sent me fucking Curio again.
And how many times did this happen?
Kind of should have heard that the first time, though.
I think like three or four.
Yeah, after the second time, you should have stopped going from there.
Curio's his mascot.
I recently transferred to a warehouse Toys R Us, and I recognized your name, and I've been trolling you this entire time.
Oh, shit.
How many people on Earth are named Austin Anderson, really?
Yeah, that's the most basic-ass white
name.
How
do you know that every Austin Anderson order that hasn't come through hasn't gotten a Curio? They could say that, like, oh, yeah, this Austin Anderson's, like, wanting a fucking, I don't fucking know, Beyblade or some shit. No, they get a goddamn Curio.
I hope
you
we're talking
Curio.
About
it.
Diabolical.
No Pikachu for
that's
you.
Diabolical.
Very cool.
That's all part of her plan to take over the world.
I see what you did there, Jen.
No, you need another Curio. Here you go.
Okay, and we all know Raid. Or do we?
It's Astronomer.
No!
That
oh my
confused
God.
Me!
Mind surprise, blown. Surprise. I did not know this.
And we all know Jay.
What?
Mm-hmm. What? It's a basic ass bitch answer, but honestly, I don't love any other female villain more than Rita. I honestly don't. I just don't.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about it.
He enjoys them, but yes. They're not Rita.
So, okay.
Yes, but also, like. You have Machiko Soga's face, and, like, that woman that woman, rest in peace.
That I like woman. Carla Perez more. Sorry like about it.
Different reasons.
I just love Machiko Suga. Her expressions are so great.
Okay, so that was our quick little round robin thing. So so now that you guys know, you don't have to ask us anymore, even though I know that you're going to ask us anyway.
Unless somebody new shows up.
When somebody new shows up, then you can ask again. Oh, Austin just showed up, but we just did it. So
just make that the first thing they do on this episode.
And none of the other bitches leave, because we're not doing this again.
Yeah. Jesus. All right, so I asked Ray a few days ago to compile some history of the grid moments. You got something to tell us, Ray? Or some things?
Well, I've got pretty much the entire tenure of each grid host. Like, which episode they came in and which episode they left.
Oh, no.
Okay, first up is Jay, episode 1 to 46, and then he left for three episodes.
And then I left for three episodes.
Mm-hmm. And then from 50 on. Adam, episode 1 to present, even though he's missed a few.
Because he fell asleep.
Because he fell asleep and he's been screwing his boyfriend.
Pompo.
Oh, my God.
All right, Cody was the host from episode 1 to 76. Nate was a host from episode 1 to 15. Shelby was a host from episode 1 to 49. Boom was a host from episode 21 to 33, even though he kind of missed to like half of those episodes.
Including this one!
Lee was a host from episode 34 to 49, and he was the main host from episode 47 to 49.
And we,
That really was a rough patch.
It's okay, we got through it.
Moi has been a host from episode 50 on. Victor has been a host when it was a host from episode 50 to 67. Amber has been a full-time host since episode 67, and Austin has been a host since episode 77.
Austin is the newest, and I guess Adam is the oldest.
He's the baby.
Fresh meat.
Fresh meat. And I've been here from the very fucking beginning.
Yeah, but you're the only one who's
fallen asleep. Bitches.
You're the only one who's fallen asleep.
Yeah, bitch. Sit down.
Suck on it.
Hey, don't speak to the elderly like that. So
should we share little moments that we've...
He can't hear you because he's old.
So should we share little moments, too, that we've, like, had over the first past, like, 80 or so episodes?
Because that's one of our questions in our questions segment, so that's perfect. We will segue to that. And it's actually a question from Fred Holly, who's not listening to this right now, because I know he's not listening to it right now, because he keeps saying that he needs to start listening again.
He keeps telling us that he's behind.
Fred. Since this is our anniversary episode, I'm going to have to tell you this. You need to start listening or stop telling me you're not listening. Because every time I go to that freaking page and it says that, oh, I haven't listened to you guys in a while. I'm just like, why you got to tell me? Like, what does that get you? Like, I don't.
Why you got to be so rude?
Oh, I love you, Fred. But start listening or just don't tell me that you're not listening. Much. Okay.
Because you just make us sad.
So Fred wants to know, what is your favorite memory of the grid that you can remember? And that's a question to all of us. So yeah, that was a good segue, Ray.
I've got a big-ass list.
Huh?
Does everybody remember when Adam said, J in my pants?
I remember.
Oh, God.
That was a thing.
I remember Shelby's fan.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Harley.
Harley.
Oh, and, Harley.
All the J's.
Shut up.
Oh, very good.
I remember just being stressed out like I was earlier today because our Skype recorder, this has been a thing with the grid forever since episode one. So this is kind of appropriate, but yeah, the Skype recorders are bullshit. They're crap.
Come on, it's 2016. Get your shit together.
How hard is it to record a Skype call? Well, this recorder I'm using right now seems to be, so far anyway, it seems to be good, so. Okay, let's get this meeting over with. We need some new ideas for the Grid's 3-year anniversary.
Let's brainstorm.
Okay.
We should do a team up with another podcast.
Okay.
Ranger Command Power Hour did it.
Oh.
Yeah.
How about a long discussion about premieres and finales?
That kind of sounds familiar.
Dan's Tokerance did it.
Oh.
Damn.
How about I somehow grovel to the gods and get an interview with Aaron Cahill?
Do I need to tell you?
Toku ladies did it.
Well, what if we were just massively gay?
That could work.
Ranger Pride did it.
Well, we are a thing that the others aren't, because we are what?
Sickening.
No.
Because we'll always be a shit show.
Does anyone have, like, a specific moment?
Me.
Victor.
Me. So I remember when the grid ended, I was super depressed. And then you guys invited me to be in your little inner circle Facebook chat, and I was super excited. And we became friends, and it was amazing. And then months later, I caught wind of a conversation in the middle of happening, and you guys were like, I think we're going to bring the grid back. And I was like, ooh. And then, Jay, you were like, I think I just want to have Adam and Ray on it. And I was like, you know what? That's good. When shows have more than three hosts, they kind of, like, it's hard to manage. Like, here we have nine, and it's a whole mess.
Yeah.
So, like, three is a good number. I think you should stop at three. And then you were like, and also Victor. And I was like, fuck stopping at three. I want to be on the show now. That's literally how my train of thought went that day. It was the happiest day of my life, kind of.
Aw.
Yeah.
Aw.
How nice.
Mm-hmm.
What about Amber? Amber, what about you joining? How was that for you? How was that for you?
Well, I remember it was like you were like you posted something on Tumblr about like looking for people to be on the show.
That's when the refresh.
And I sent you a message, and I was
that's how we met, right?
That's how we met. I sent you a Tumblr message about that, and then that ended up not happening. And then I just ended up talking to y'all, and we just did tiny chats for a bit. And then slowly, I've wormed my way into everybody's hearts.
You squeezed your way into our hearts.
Can I tell my good story? I have. Can I tell my good story?
Tell
I have
your good story, Ray.
So I was before I became like the infamous, the lovely Shatteray 22 of MorphinLegacy.com. I was on Tumblr, and
Shatteray
22. Yes. I was on Tumblr, and I found a few Tumblrs like yours, Jay, and Shelby's. And then before that, I signed up for your little, you were looking for somebody to do ranger profiles. And then I signed up for that, and then we became friends, and then I started listening to the grid, and then I tried out to be on the grid when you were looking for someone to replace Nate. And I didn't get it, and I was really sad.
I'm sorry. You know, Ray always says it that
way.
When we
again.
Get to that part, Ray's like, and I didn't get it.
but joke's on you, I did get it episodes and episodes later, but I'm glad
eventually.
I'm glad I got it when I did because I pretty much got it at the right time, right when like Super Mega Force was at its shittiest and like easiest to like rip on. So I'm kind of glad I came on the grid when I did.
It's like you don't go to the grid comes to you.
It's pretty weird. Mm-hmm. About how how about certain like the time period, because like a lot of shit was going on that I couldn't do the grid, so that's why it ended a couple times, is because one time my dad got sick, so I couldn't be doing the grid, so that was one of those reasons. That was why we ended. That was the first time we ended, right? I'm pretty sure.
Well, you only ended once, and then we came back.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, that was I think it ended after my little stint, and so it just so happened that Jay's little troubles they kind of reached a peak as mine were starting to get worse, and then it's like the shit house just imploded.
But it only lasted what was that, three episodes that happened?
Yeah.
Yes, three episodes. Yeah. I was on one of them.
It was like it was kind of weird the way I started, because I started doing sound clips, and then it's almost like starting in the mailroom of a big company and then working your way up to part-time and then to full-time, and then you just kind of bankrupt the entire company and it has to start all over again.
The dot-com bubble burst. Yeah.
Well, that's how I kind of reached the ranks of Morphin Legacy. I went from Ranger Profile guy to the guy who handles the database stuff, to the guy who handles like all the database stuff and articles and the live stream, and I'm a host and I help write the scripts.
Yeah.
So yeah,
we're all like, yeah. Okay, so the second question that we have is kind of leads into what we're
all... I didn't get to answer that question.
You know what? Since this is a good show or a show where I can say this, I'm just going to say it. Adam, if you had waited 2 seconds for me to finish what I was saying, then you wouldn't have had to say that. Anyways, this leads into another thing we can talk about, which is how did the grid get started? See? If you had just let me finish...
Whoops.
Anyways, this is a question from Charlie Shields on Facebook, and he wants to know, how did the grid get started, and what advice would you give someone for starting their own Power Ranger podcast? Don't.
So
here's why I say don't, okay? Unless you have like a huge personality and you're like really, really into it, then yeah. If not, then don't even.
Loads of
because.
And you have really good friends who will do it with you.
Unless you have really good friends.
Because there's so much dead time.
That and you'd be competition, so get
that
the fuck
too.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like. No, I'm sorry.
Oh, and I mean, not only that, but it also goes into, you know, if you have to have an ear for quality. You can't just like. Slap a whole bunch of stuff together and then say, oh yeah, it's done. Because if you go back and listen to episodes 47 to 49, you'd hear all like just like a crap ton of dead air, and you can't have that in audio because then they'll be like, no, I don't want to listen to this anymore.
So yeah, that was the thing too that I had to address. So like when I first started the grid, I had to address a lot of issues because I didn't know what the hell I was doing, first of all. What do we call that Ray, the YouTube era?
Yeah. Oh, God. The Solo J
right.
era.
There was that era, and then there was the YouTube era that we where it was hosted by. Like, it was hosted on YouTube and not on SoundCloud or whatever.
Oh. And then the SoundCloud era.
And now the Podbean era. I honestly didn't know what I was doing, and I fucked up the audio a million times. And then there were times where the recorder would record the audio out of sync, so I would be ahead of people.
Yeah, and you'd sound a little crazy because you'd be like laughing at shit when people are like telling a sad story.
Yeah, somebody'd be like, "Oh my god," and then I'd be laughing like hardcore.
Yeah,
but it also stands to say like podcasts in general have come a long way in even such a short amount of time. Like, people actually take them a little bit more seriously.
I mean,
so
we're finally getting general recognition amongst the other Power Ranger podcasts.
I mean, not to, like, toot my own horn, but no Pink Spandex listens to
us.
Oh,
hey! Hey, Lisa J!
Hey, hi, Lisa J!
Hey,
you know what I mean? Like, unless you've got something, like, fresh to bring to the table, I mean, especially with this fandom, like, it's kind of, like, most of the bases are covered and... You know, like, all those niches are just covered.
I wanted to compare this to when I started Morphin Legacy to begin with, because what I wanted out of Morphin Legacy was to have something that I didn't see from other sites that I wanted to see be done. So that's why Morphin Legacy is, and that's why I started with the grid. It was like, why would, but I never really listened to other podcasts. So I just went in it blindly, doing it the way I wanted it or thought it should be done. So that's why a good half of the grid episodes suck ass, or they're not around anymore.
Right, and the thing is that what keeps especially, you know, most of the podcast and you know, more importantly, the grid itself, is that you have to be willing to realize that there's always room for improvement. If you go, oh well, you know, it's fine as is. If no one else doesn't like it, then they can go the fuck away. And you don't realize that if you don't improve, you don't go anywhere. Then you're going to die pretty early on, and that's what's going to happen, because they'll be like, oh well, you know, it's just the same thing over and over and over, and over again, and they and over.
I just
and over.
Say,
and I feel like
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Ow.
Oh, I was like, I feel like you also have to like realize your own boundaries and limitations very soon on, and don't try to take too much onto your plate once, especially with your release schedules.
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah!
Like, because I feel like
we used to be a weekly show.
We used to be a weekly show.
Yeah,
biweekly
show.
And even sometimes biweekly is
even
hard.
Even biweekly.
Yeah. See, that's why I converted to monthly, because I can't keep up with it.
So yeah, thanks to everyone who still listens to us, and listening to that. But the number one thing that I would say you're starting a podcast or a Power Ranger podcast or just a podcast in general is just have fun and make sure that you're with people who. Like, for example, the five of us that are currently on this show are, right, we talk all day, every day, pretty much. And mm-hmm. we have a rapport.
Or I look at you guys while
I'm at work. Yeah, we have a rapport, so, and you can hear that back on the recording. So, I mean, just have fun, know what you're talking about, or have someone who knows what they're talking about. That's what Ray's for.
And that is why
I have Ray.
I listen to old episodes, and I'm like, I like want to scream at it because you're like, oh, what was that again? And I'm like, I'm screaming at it, and then I'm like, you're glad you have me, because usually when you're like, oh, what is that again? I kind of knew it.
Yeah.
That's because Ray, you clock everybody. Like you check. You're like a human fact checker without the internet.
Mm-hmm. Fact checking.
Fact checking.
What?
But I do have to say, like when we first started out, I know that it started out like a week before we actually did a show. Like I didn't talk to Shelby. I knew about Jay. But, like, I didn't know really Shelby. I didn't know Cody, and I didn't know Nate, like, when we first started the show. And I was like, okay, let's just put all these personalities together and pray for the best. And it happened how it happened from there on out.
Here we are, 80 episodes later.
It worked for, you know, for all the five of us. Sorry, Nate.
Oh.
Oh, you guys.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Oh, you guys.
Snap.
So those were the questions that we had for our anniversary episode on Facebook. So, yeah. Well, this conversation has been hilariously fun, and I'm glad that everyone has, whoever is listening to this out there in Podbean land, or whatever land, send us...
iTunes.
I would
like
to say this out loud, iTunes. Because if you're listening still, that means you're a really cool fan, and you're still listening to the end of the episode. So if you're still listening right now, send me a tweet at Morphin Legacy, and, I don't know, say anything about the grid that the first time you watched it, the first episode you listened to, I mean, the first time
call Adam.
Yeah, send me a tweet at Morphin Legacy.
Hashtag Pompa.
And I will pick amongst those people who will win a grid t-shirt and a grid mug. So, yeah.
Ooh. We got merch.
Can I enter?
We got merch. If you're on this show, you can't have one.
But I want to.
I mean, you can have one, but you can't win one in the contest. I'm just saying.
Buy one.
Yes, you can buy one. They are available in our Spreadshirt store.
I have one.
So I want to thank everybody for coming, and Shelby, Victor, Nate, Lee, thanks for being with us. And I'm sorry that I couldn't have Boom on. I'm sorry, Boom. My bad. And Cody, thanks for Cody's not here, but you should hear his message at some point.
Cody's here in spirit.
And, well, I don't know what to say. Like, thanks for listening for 80 episodes and 3 years. I can't believe we lasted, 3 years-ish, anyways.
And going.
We're still going. So, yeah, I guess listen to episode 82.
We're chewing on into the future.
Yeah. So I guess we can plug it in, and I'm going to let my standard co-host go first. Austin?
You can follow me on Facebook and Twitter at 20 Year Legacy, and on Tumblr at Power Rangers 20.
Adam?
You can follow me at For the Love Rangers on Tumblr and on Facebook.
And tweet him.
And tweet him Pompo.
Tweet him Pompo.
At Fury _ Crimson.
Right, okay.
You should change your username to Adam Pompo.
No!
Pompo Crimson.
No.
Or Fury Pompo. Fury Pompo.
Fury Pompo.
Okay, you can follow me on Twitter at _ShadowRay22. You can follow me on Tumblr and YouTube at ShadowRay22. You can check out the Morphin Legacy database. It's all updated with a new Aqua Ranger bio.
Hey, and when are we going to get that dude off of the other ShadowRay22, the one that's not an underscore? Didn't you say, like...
sitting on it.
Yeah, he hasn't used his Twitters in, like, 4 years.
Boy.
Oh, just like the person who hasn't used, like, my name on Twitter in, like, years as well, but without the numeral after it.
Yeah. Amber?
Yeah, there's people using my name, too. Well, you can follow me on all your socials, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram, at Pan2DaPan, and you can read my Sentai reviews on MorphinLegacy.com.
Yay, you're doing Geodur now.
I'm reviewing Geodur, and I like it.
And our returning guest host, I'll let Shelby go first. Ladies first. Where can we follow you?
Well, you can follow me at Twitter. It's at Rosea, Roseia. I tweet mostly about getting drunk and watching shitty kids movies, or just tweet to people from Rooster Teeth, because that's what I like now. Or you can find me on Tumblr at Lady Rosea, just one word. I reblog mostly Star Wars and porn, and it's pretty great. It's a good life.
Good life.
Nothing but Star Wars.
Victor.
I like my gay star babies. Shut up.
Me too. Me too, girl. Me too.
Yes.
I've seen it like 4 times already.
Oh my god, I love them so much. Beep Boop 8 is like my heart and soul.
Beep Boop
it really
8.
Is. And the sassy trash can.
Victor.
Yes.
Like
You can check out my Digimon podcast, The Digimon Rewatch, at DigimonRewatch.com. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. You can check out the Digimon World Tour on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. It's, you know, Digimon nonsense. I totally forgot that I have a personal account. It's at Stories by Victor on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, Tumblr. I don't really use it. It's for me, like, being an independent novelist. I kind of forgot about it because I've been Digimoning really hard the past few months. But I'm allegedly writing a book, and it's really good.
How rude.
Nate?
Alright, you can check out my Facebook page at LR4, Legend Rangers Forever. Check us out on YouTube. We do a webcast every Sunday, and just check us out. More interviews to come.
And last but not least, Lee.
Alright, so you can find me, well, most of my Power Rangers tweets are going to be at Monkey Ranger, that's Monkey with an IE. And you'll be able to find me doing crap there. But also there's the Monkey Grid at monkeyranger.wordpress.com. Now, you won't really find much updates there lately because I've just haven't been paying attention to it. But I still do hashtag DJ Monkey, hashtag DJ, blah, 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 blah.
It's DJ Tanner.
I'm having a mouth seizure. But
I'm the real DJ Tanner.
You can follow hashtag DJ Monkey Ranger. The hashtag is silent. And you could go to soundcloud.com/the-monkey-grid, and you'll be able to find episodes as recently as last month.
Well, awesome. All right. Well, thanks everyone for being here, and thanks for all the guest hosts and all my current hosts for being here. Thanks to the Grid listeners, the Gridders out there who have listened for 3 years. If you've been a fan since day one, thank you for sticking with us through the crap. And through the host changes and all that. Thanks for listening for 3 years. And all right, that's it for this special edition episode of The Grid. Everybody say goodbye.
Bye.
Later.
Happy year. Bye-bye.
Ma. Trails.
That was a god dick. Right.
Go fuck yourself.
Ooh, hello. This is Cody Briscoe attending your reunion episode from Beyond the Grave. No, I'm not actually dead. I had to go to work, so... Yeah, by the time you're listening to this, I probably will wish that I'm dead. I'm sorry I couldn't make it. I would have had a lot of fun getting to talk to Shelby and the others, I guess. So yeah, I hope you guys are having a good time. Since leaving the Grid, I have basically just been doing the same thing, just working, doing videos, writing my screenplay, smoking crystal meth, you know, the usual. So hope you guys have fun. Sorry I couldn't be there. Bye, everyone. I love all of you. Except Nate.
Thank you for listening to The Grid. Be sure to follow all of the hosts on Tumblr, Twitter, Facebook, or on their individual sites described within the description. On behalf of all of The Grid hosts, we hope you listen in next week. Thank you, and may the power protect you.
この番組は楽しい時を作る企業バンダイとご覧のスポンサーの提供でお送りしました。